From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal. This week, we are resting on our laurels by reviewing all the cool celebrities we've tricked into coming onto our show. Earlier this year, we went to Santa Barbara, California, north of Los Angeles, and we spoke to one of that colorful city's most colorful denizens, Fannie Flagg, a writer, an actress, and a veteran of some of the more memorable game shows of the 1970s. She began her appearance on our show by revealing a secret.
I want to say to all the ladies over 50 that are on the radio and can't see him, Carl, you're a babe.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I would only say, why over 50, Fanny? So, let's go back. You grew up in Birmingham, Alabama.
I did.
How did a nice girl from Birmingham end up in Southern California in the 60s working on Candid Camera, of all things?
Well, I went to New York when I was very young, when I was 18, and I wanted to be a writer, and I was a writer on that show. And then one day, one of the actresses had the flu, and so I started acting on it, and I acted and wrote on it because Alan found out he could pay me the same price.
There you go.
There you go. So from there, I started doing the game shows.
So we saw a clip of the old Candid Camera with you on YouTube, and in this particular one, the gag, the thing that's supposed to just totally shock the poor victims of the prank, is the fact that they're flying in an airplane, and their pilot was you.
That's right.
A woman.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's just amazing. And I had a little pilot's outfit, and I remember that when the passengers were told, you know, that they were having a female pilot, they were pretty good about it, but the two people that really flipped out were the stewardesses.
Wow.
they said that I won't fly.
Wow.
They were terrified. So anyhow, but it isn't amazing and isn't it wonderful that at that time that was such a rarity, they thought it was a joke, and now it's really happening.
That's
I'm
amazing.
Thrilled about it.
That's
yeah.
Amazing. Did anybody ever get mad? Because you see the reveal. Now, you're on Candid Camera, Alephant would say. It's
well, you know, it was really the first reality show.
Right.
And people were so delighted to be on television that we rarely, I'll tell you, the only time that people, they didn't get mad, I would watch the man's face and the blood would run out of his face because I would have said, oh, smile, you and your wife are on Candid Camera. And the man standing there would start to absolutely faint, and the young woman with him would sort of back up, and it was not his wife.
Yeah.
No. Now, Fanny, you spent a bunch of years doing different game shows.
Yes, I did.
Back in that period, but the most famous woman, we mentioned your name, people go, oh yeah, Match Game.
Match Game, yes.
Now I remember watching Match Game when I was a kid, but I don't know if everybody does. So, could you sort of summarize how that worked?
Well, it was just a panel, and you just fill in the blank. And it was sort of like appeal to sixth graders, I suppose.
Yes.
And I was very good at it. But they would say, Mrs. So-and-so was something about her chocolate blank, and people would, you know, fill in the blank. And it was always sort of double entendre.
Yes. It was either sort of breasts behind or making whoopee. Wasn't that euphemism?
Yes, but it was great fun because the panel that we had all liked each other. We had Charles Nelson Reilly, Brett Summers, Richard Dawson, and we just had a great time. And it was a great thing to film because we did five shows in one day, and they would take a big lunch break. And the lunch would be sort of a liquid lunch.
Sure.
And so when they would come back after the third show, we'd look up and Charles's wig was just a little to the right.
I always thought the show was best on Fridays.
Yes.
Now you know why.
So, and then somehow you made the transition from performer and game show bon vivant to novelist.
Yes, I wanted to be a writer, and I made the transition because actually it had to do with Santa Barbara. I moved to Santa Barbara in 1975. I was came to Los Angeles, and I was there for about a week and didn't like it because I couldn't find my way around. And I came up to Santa Barbara, California for lunch, and absolutely fell in love with it and never went back, stayed here the whole time. I didn't even have sent for my clothes. And Santa Barbara is the most beautiful, the people, the friendliest, the most beautiful. The weather is fantastic.
All right. The weather is perfect. The climate is beautiful. The mountains are beautiful. The ocean is here. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with it? Because there's got to be something wrong with it. I'm from New Jersey. I'm always looking at for the flaw. Where are the bodies buried? What's...
In New Jersey.
Yeah. I guess so. That's where they came from. Well, Fanny Flagg, we are so delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Could I have a guacamole bacon $6 burger, please, a large chocolate milkshake, and a moment of silence for a great American?
That great American would be Carl Karcher, the founder of the Carl's Jr. hamburger chain. He died in January, just a few days shy of his 91st birthday. As a tribute to this innovator in cholesterol delivery technology, we're going to ask you three questions about Carl's Jr. restaurants. Get two right, you'll win our prize. For one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Fanny Flagg playing for?
Fanny is playing for Karen Ikegami of Seattle, Washington.
All right. Here's your first question. For a long time, Carl's Jr. was just a West Coast-based hamburger chain, consistently placed third in sales out here behind McDonald's and Burger King. But then the company decided they needed to throw off that dowdy image. As a promotional stunt in 2006, the chain added what to its menu at one of its restaurants? Was it A, the entire cow burger, a 10-meter-wide burger using all the meat from a single Texas-raised black Angus steer? B, the $6,000 combo meal consisting of a burger, fries, and a $6,000 bottle of Bordeaux? Or C, the 3,000-calorie cheese-filled chili potato guiso burger, about which no more need be said?
I think I'm going to go with the one with the Bordeaux.
The Bordeaux, the $6,000 combo meal?
Yeah.
Burger, fries, $6,000 bottle of wine?
Uh-huh.
You're right. Very good. It was offered only at the Carl's Branch in the Palms Casino in Las Vegas.
Whoa.
I don't know if anybody went for it. Second question. The company also tried to spice up their ads and their celebrity spokespeople. One Carl's Jr. TV ad aired in the 1990s showed who enjoying a Carl's Jr. burger. Was it A, famed Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss, B, disgraced junk bond king and felon Michael Milken, or C, one of basketball player Dennis Rodman's many tattoos?
Oh, mercy. I think I'm going to say, I know this sounds peculiar, one of his tattoos.
One of Dennis Rodman's tattoos?
Yes.
You're right again.
Oh, my heavens.
That was well done.
I tell you, boy, eating vegan's good for the brain.
Exactly. The animated commercial showed a star in his scalp coming to life and enjoying a burger.
Whoa.
Which is such a disturbing thought, I want to move on. Now, by far the most controversial Carl's Jr. commercial ever was one from just a few years ago with socialite and amateur porn star Paris Hilton seemingly attempting to copulate with a luxury automobile while washing it before biting down on a burger and calling it, quote, hot. People were outraged. There was a backlash by parents groups, etc. What did Carl's Jr. CEO Andrew Puzder say in response to the critical outcry? Did he say, A, quote, we want to assure the burger-buying public that there is little to no chance you will ever encounter Miss Hilton in a Carl's Jr. restaurant, unquote. B, quote, I don't know. I find a beautiful woman washing a car much less creepy than that clown who's always hanging around with those kids. Or C, quote, get a life.
Oh, I think it's either get a life or the creepy clown, and it's just too funny. And even if I'm wrong, I have to go with the creepy clown.
Creepy clown?
Yeah.
Sad it was get a life, I'm
afraid. Oh!
But he did go on to say, quote, this isn't Janet Jackson. There's no nipple in this. There is no nudity. There are no sex acts. It's a beautiful model in a swimsuit washing a car. Carl, how did Fanny Flagg do in our quiz?
Fanny had two correct answers, Peter, so she wins our prize for Karen.
Well done. Fanny Flagg is a beloved author of Fried Green Tomatoes and many other works. She's been an actress, a game show star. She is a proud resident of Santa Barbara, California. Fanny Flagg, thank you so much for joining us today.